because they were round and then just cut from the whole piece. But if it were a tremendous thing, you might say, well, put that log on just because of its size.
Right. Hmm. That's interesting. What about, what do you use to start a fire with? What kind of wood do you use to start a fire?
Well, that's an interesting story. You want to take time to elaborate?
Sure.
Well, when we were growing up, my brother and I, and when we moved back from North Suburb to Beehive, to the home place, there were old, lightered, and that's about the way we'd see it. If you want to be exact, you'd say lightwood.
Lightwood.
Stumps. These were the old dead stumps from the longleaf heart pine, and they were just as fat as could be usually. Still just as sound as a dollar.
What do you mean by fat when you talk about, you talking about the sap in them?
Not sap.
Oh,
the very opposite of sap,
I mean
would be the rosin.
The hardened.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And it didn't take much, you see, of that sort of kindling to start a fire. Well, for 50 years I've been expecting all this to play out. And then it gets sort of comical to me that, and we still got a lot of lightwood. And we keep some. I'll show you a great big stump right out here. We haven't even split it yet. But we get so much third-class mail that today I can take the limbs. That's another oddity. Never thought of it as a boy. I said to Sally here last winter, if a man had any size pecan grove, all he had to do to be ready for his fire every morning was to save all his dead limbs and just fall off, plus the paper, waste paper that comes to him through the mail every day. And that's about the way we build fire.
So
and
you,
we'll save scrap wood and
right.
half-rotten wood. It's no good for anything else. Won't get rid of.
I never thought about that. I guess there's probably enough paper around to start any fire you need.
It's amazing. Now, of course, we probably get more. I know we get more than the average family, but we don't get any more than, I'd say, a number of families in this community.
Hmm. Well, now, if you burned, say, some oak or hickory, some real good hard wood, what would be the residue that would be left in the bottom, you know, after the fire went dead?
Well, it'd be ashes, whether it was pine or oak or anything else.
Would there be any color difference of the ashes?
Yeah, I think you could distinguish it if you lived around it. There's a difference in the...
They got the tractor. I need to get the key to see if it's going to work.
Oh, yeah, that is, Tommy, I believe, right in there. It's a, you know, it's that sort of aluminum-like. I think that's it, isn't it? It's a little short key.
I think this is it.
Yeah, I sure would, Bill. It'd work, did it?
Well, I'm going to have try it. It'd fit. That's your long bell.
Yeah.
I think that's your... Of course, that Modak, that's your size belt, and this is your length. 34 inches and 43.
43.
Of course, that's a Gates belt. That's their number a little different. But it takes two of them and one of these.
Mm-hmm.
You just got them numbers. If you even get that belt, they can cross reference back to.
All right. How much owe you, Bill?
Well,
you had to pay for it.
Let's see. Bill. $329.
Yeah.
Four be $429. When they get your discount up there. Let me do your buy.
I don't know whether they did or not. Dye does, but I'm not sure they did.
That's the best price, $429, cost $329.
Yeah.
About 25%. Sometimes get off. I'm going to try and be sure it would.